cheering even though Brian Cushing has left the NRG Stadium fan cave. That's pretty good. They're still cheering for us, I think. And I want you to set this up because this is the time of the program where we talk about actually working out this late on a Saturday night. But somehow it all works. What do you got?
Yes, well, after seeing Brian Cushing, who isn't inspired to work out? This is going to be the second in our series called Fitz Tips. Head strength and conditioning coach for the Houston Texans, Craig Fitzgerald, gave us some tips on working out, and this time he's got these really big ropes.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Hi, today we're here with Coach Fitz, and he's going to tell us how to take our workouts up a notch.
We love metabolic circuits. It bridges the gaps between strength and cardio. It's a strength drill at a lighter weight and a much higher pace. We're going to show you some tools you can use that are inexpensive, and all you need is just some grit. All right, let's get started. Rope slam. You can do them all sorts of ways. I'm going to let Sean go, and I'll talk about how he's doing each one. That's overhead slam. Okay, that's drummer boy right there, working the shoulders, core. Okay, that circles in. Okay, bringing them in, getting that core and shoulders again. Okay, fast drummer right there, really getting that grip going. And right there, rattlesnake, okay, side to side. Now he's got to really keep his hips, hamstrings, and core fired up the whole time while he's doing that. So we talk about shoulders being an issue of football. Well, that just took care of shoulders, core, and grip at the same time. That's pretty good, pretty efficient.
All right, that's Fitz Tips. For more, check out HoustonTexans.com or Texans TV.
Fuel Up to Play 60, reminding you to fuel up on healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes every day.
So if you have ropes big enough to tie a cruise ship to a dock, try that exercise at home. I'm sure you'll enjoy. Now, even though we're in the regular season, training camp just ended recently, and Jonathan Joseph, Texans veteran, had a really awful experience with his roommate. He thought it was going to be good, and it wasn't.
This year for training camp, and every other year, you're always told that you want to have a roommate. And me, personally, I was told this year that I would have a most seasoned veteran on the team, and me thinking that I would have Andre Johnson. So, you know, I was more than ecstatic to hear that news.
Whoa. This has got to be a joke. What are you doing here?
Not Andre Johnson. Really? Come on, man. Just want to relax, watch TV, and study my playbook. But now I have to deal with this animal night in and night out and every day in this room. Toro is a slob. Hair everywhere, room's a mess, stinks, and I'm stuck with it.
What did you eat, Toro? Come on.
He has this thing of just walking around the room naked as if he's alone in here.
Whoa. Please put on some clothes, man.
And it's just kind of ruined me. I'm almost scarred for life.
Toro, can you just stop please wearing my clothes? Look at this.
Sleep, you can just forget about it. He's constantly nagging me, watching Animal Planet on TV all day, playing video games, and once I do fall asleep, the guy just won't leave me alone.
Your side, my side. Your side, my side.
Finally, last night of training camp, out of all these nights, I finally come up with a plan.
Toro!
All right, you know, DP, if Toro had given Jonathan some Papa John's pizza, life would have been different. How about that for Keith from Papa John's? We're all going to eat today. This is going to be great. Now, Keith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We don't have much time left, but I know you guys have a great deal. A couple of great deals for fans to take advantage of.
Well, I tell you what, the busiest day in a pizza business has always been Halloween, believe it or not. Second day is Valentine's Day and then Super Bowl until last Monday. And that was you guys won a game. We won a game.
Yep.
And the way it is in Houston is every time the Texans win, the next day is half off every pizza, and we were busy.
All right, our goal this season, and don't we all want them to run out of pizza? Not when we want to eat, but we want to win a lot.
After we've gotten our pizza.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Well, that's a sensational deal, and thanks so much for offering that up. We got some right
pizza
here.
Pizza for everybody.
Tuesdays. Give it to the studio
Tuesdays.
Audience.
And I made it, so it's going to be perfect.
And everybody in the audience gets a Texans Game Day magazine as well. All right. Thank you to Brian Cushing. Thank you to everyone who contributed to the show. Season 1, Episode 2. Texans Late Night. Have a great night. Go Texans!